a lot of faith to believe.
Amen.
To believe that God is, and to believe that He is triune,
Amen.
And to believe in the persons of God
Amen.
For our experience.
Amen.
This is an amazing fact.
Amen.
And in fact, this is a pillar of the Lord's recovery.
Yeah. Amen.
God is triune.
Amen.
God is one.
Amen.
Okay, so maybe we can read the verses together that are at the very top of this outline.
Amen.
The title is The Persons of God and the Parts of Man.
Amen.
Okay, 2 Corinthians 4:3 through 7.
And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled in those who are perishing, in whom the God of this age has blinded the thoughts of the unbelievers, that the illumination of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, might not shine on them. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord, and ourselves as your slaves for Jesus' sake. Because the God who said, out of darkness light shall shine, is the one who shines in our hearts to illuminate the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in the earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not out of us.
So this message is constructed mainly in two major points. And those two major points are point number 2 here in the outline and point number 3. But there was a few pages and some speaking that was kind of an introduction.
Amen.
And that introduction is a transition from the previous messages into this message. So that transition is as follows. Let me re-speak it to you.
Amen.
What a blessing to re-speak the ministry.
That's right.
Amen.
Okay.
What is God's purpose? So we've read four chapters or four messages up until this point. And maybe I could ask you this morning, what is God's purpose?
Amen.
What is God's purpose? Who's so bold to share that?
Amen.
Anyone. What is God's purpose? No pressure. I will call on you. What is God's purpose?
God called him to us.
God's purpose is to impart himself into us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Through the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. What is God's purpose? Anyone else? What is God's purpose?
Amen.
To dispense all he is into us.
Amen.
God's purpose is to dispense or to impart. Right? That means that if God is dispensing, who is he dispensing into? Us, right? That means that we are a vessel.
Amen.
Or a container.
Yes.
God's purpose is to dispense himself into us who are his containers.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
God's goal in the universe is to dispense himself into us, the containers.
Amen.
If we don't have God filled in us,
right.
or in us and filling us,
Amen.
We are a senseless contradiction.
Wow.
So, there are many believers today who have God in them. But God's desire is that we not only have him just in us, but continually filling us.
Amen.
That means that every day we need to have God and enjoy him
Amen.
To fill us continually again and again and again and again and again.
Amen.
This is God's goal. To be filled with God.
Amen.
Okay, and we actually see this in that last verse that we have this treasure in earthen vessels.
Amen.
Right, we are the vessels, the containers.
Right.
This treasure is in us.
Amen.
Okay, but we want to match God's goal.
Right.
Amen.
But in order to have God's goal complete in us, we have to see two major things.
Amen.
The first are the persons of God.
Amen.
Are the persons of God.
Right.
This means that it is the Father, the Son, and the Spirit.
Amen.
Okay, so when you have God in you, the vessel or the container, who do you have in you? Do you have the Father in you?
Yes.
Do you have the Son in you?
Yes.
Or do you have the Spirit in you?
Yes.
All three. Amen.
All three.
Amen.
All three.
Right.
Amen.
Not just one of the three,
right,
or two of the three, but three of the three, which make one.
Right. Hallelujah.
So in Genesis 1, it says, in the beginning, God created. The word God in Hebrew is Elohim. Has everyone heard of the word Elohim?
Yes.
Yes.
Esther, have you heard of the word Elohim?
Right.
Do you know what that word means?
Right.
That word in Hebrew, it means plural. It's a plural of God, not singular. So if you understand the English language, you understand that there's plural and there's singular. Singular and there's plural.
Right.
There's I or there's we. The word for God, Elohim, is we. It's more than two, actually, to be more specific. It's not just two, it's more than two. So Elohim is we. So in the beginning, God, we created.
Amen.
What faith you have to have. What faith you have
Amen.
To have. So God, we created. So already in chapter 1 of verse 1 of the first book of the Bible, we see that God is plural.
Amen.
Okay. In Isaiah 9:6, it says that a son shall be given.
Amen.
His name shall be the Mighty God,
Amen.
The Everlasting Father, or the Father of Eternity.
Amen.
Amen.
So a son is given. Every believer would tell you for a fact that son given is Jesus.
Right, right.
Right? Right? That son is Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
But his name is called the Eternal Father.
Amen.
Or the Father of Eternity.
Right.
Amen.
The son's name is the Father.
Right. Hallelujah.
You know, one time I was sharing this with my dad, and he said, I don't even know how to respond to you. Because it's so hard for the mind to grasp that the Son's name is the Father.
Right.
So the Father is the Son, and the Son is the Father.
Amen.
So in order for God to get into you, he has to be triune.
Amen.
He's one, but he's three.
Amen.
He's tri, three, ooh, one.
Amen.
Three in one.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
This means we have to exercise our
right.
faith.
Amen.
Yes.
You may not be able to comprehend this with your finite mind.
No.
But our faith can comprehend it.
Amen.
The believing ability of Jesus can comprehend it.
Amen.
Oh Lord.
Amen.
Oh Father.
Amen.
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 Okay, in 2 Corinthians 3:17, it says that now the Lord is the
Spirit. Amen.
Okay, the Lord is the Spirit. Now, if you have questions on who the Lord is, in 2 Corinthians 4:5, it says, now the Lord, which is Jesus, or we preach Jesus as the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
So Jesus the Son, the Lord, is now the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. How real and dear, near and dear to me.
Amen.
The Lord is now the Spirit. So the Father is the Son. The Son is the Father.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord is now the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
And just in case you're confused on who the Lord is, it's Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus is the Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus is the Spirit.
Amen.
So the parts or the persons of God is very distinct.
Amen.
And the analogy, which many of us have heard before, is the analogy of the watermelon.
Amen.
Yeah.
Okay? When you think of a watermelon, it's a melon. I go to the store, I buy the melon. I put it on the table. And actually, I have one in the kitchen. And I was almost thinking about doing this for you all. Because it's just good sometimes to have a visual. But then I thought I didn't want to get the white cloth messy. And so anyways, so you have a melon, right?
Right.
And in order to get that melon into you, what has to happen? You've got to cut it.
Right.
But that's not the end step. Once I cut it, I have to eat it. So I've got a melon, I have slices, and when I eat those slices, it becomes the juice of the melon inside me.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay? This is our triune God. You have the melon, which is the Father, the slices, which is the Son, and the juice, which is the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Doesn't this match the last hymn that we sang?
Amen.
God who purposed,
Amen.
The Son who's done, and the Spirit who transmitted.
Amen.
Right? You have the application of the triune God.
Right.
If God did not go through this process to be the Son, and the Son to be the Spirit, there would be no way for us to enjoy Him as the triune one. There is no way for His purpose to be accomplished.
Amen.
And that is for Him to fill us as His vessels. For
Amen.
The
Amen.
We have to believe that God is triune.
Amen.
Not solely just for doctrine's sake,
yes,
but for our experience.
Amen.
Amen.
So, when I read the title of this chapter, before I got into it, I was thinking, okay, here we are with the parts of man, right? Mm-hmm. What we're all thinking is the body, the soul, and the spirit. But in actuality, that's next chapter. Okay? This chapter is a little bit more of an overview. Okay?
Yeah.
So you're looking at probably from 30,000 feet before we get down to the real nitty gritty of the makeup of man. That's the next chapter.
Right.
Okay. So here, in order for the triune God to be our experience and to fill us,
right.
we need to see that we are made up of a few things.
Mm-hmm.
And this is very important for our spiritual experience
mm-hmm.
and for God to fulfill His purpose.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. So, how do we see how we're made up, the parts of our being, okay? Not in the detail. And so you see in Roman numeral 3, the mind, the heart, and the image. Okay, and this mainly comes from the verses then that have been provided. Okay, so the mind actually is in this verse, in whom the God of this age has blinded the thoughts of the unbelievers. Okay, some translations translate that actually the mind of the unbeliever. So whether it's the translation the mind or it's the translation the thought, when we think, it's our mind, right? The thinking process, the thoughtful process takes place in our mind. Okay, so the God of this age is blinded, has blinded the mind or the thoughts of the unbelievers.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever brought someone to a meeting or shared something with someone and you think, wow, I couldn't have said it any better? Or, wow, the Spirit was one with me, I was speaking, He was flowing, and then they responded back to you, and it was the complete opposite of what you thought they were going to say. And you're just kind of like, huh? Like, you didn't get it. Like, huh? I have this experience all the time at work, just talking to people. You didn't get it, huh? Well, spiritually speaking, the God of this age has blinded the mind. So first, the part that we have to see of ourselves is our mind.
Right.
Our mind is needed by God. And actually, in Romans, set the mind on the Spirit.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
Or let this mind, in Romans 8, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Okay, the mind is so important because it has to be uncovered, right? The other aspect is the heart, and B. And that's in 2 Corinthians 4, 6. Out of darkness light shall shine, is the one who shined in our hearts to illuminate the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
What a wonderful verse.
Amen.
What a wonderful verse.
Amen.
Okay, so our heart is where God shines into. Next week we'll get into the part of actually the makeup of the heart. Okay, so first we need our mind to be uncovered. Right? To not be blinded.
Right.
The second is our heart, in a sense, needs to be unveiled. So the shining of God can come in. Okay? God accomplishes his goal by an uncovered mind and him shining into our hearts.
Amen.
So what is he shining? And that's seen in the image, which is 2 Corinthians 4, 6.
Amen.
Okay, to illuminate the God, the glory of God, but we have his treasure.
Just before, huh? The illumination of the gospel.
Yeah, the illumination of the gospel.
Right. The glory of Christ, who is the image.
Yeah, who is the image of God, might not shine on them. So the illumination of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God.
Amen.
So the image of God has to shine into our hearts. So the analogy here, so we have the watermelon. The analogy here, and for some of you who've never seen a real camera, in a couple of years, this is going to be a hard analogy. I was actually thinking about this. You know, my kids will have no idea what this means, like what film is, what a camera is, you know, to actually put the film in. Okay, but so for some of us, I can start saying old timers now. This is weird. Including myself here. You know, you have a camera and you have a lens on the camera, right? Our camera there. You have a lens on the camera, and in order for the image to come into the camera, you have to remove the lens. Have any of you ever forgotten to take the lens off the camera?
You mean the cover?
The cover over the lens. Yes, thank you. The cover over the lens. Have you ever forgotten to take the cover? You know, you think, oh, this is going to be a great picture, and you get the film back once you brought it to, you know, like CVS or I don't even know if they still do that anymore. And you get the film back, and you're like, blank, 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 because you forgot to take the cover off the lens.
Right?
Well, our mind is the lens.
Amen.
The cover can prohibit the image, which is Christ, the treasure, to come into the lens and to saturate the film.
Amen.
The film is our heart.
Amen. Amen.
And in order for that film to be produced with clarity, the cover has to be removed so the image can come through, shine through the mind, into the heart.
Amen.
This means we have to pray
Amen.
And exercise our faith
Amen.
To believe.
Amen.
Oh Lord
Jesus.
So saints, may we be those who see the triune God, who have our mind open,
Amen.
Renewed,
Amen.
And set
Amen.
On the Spirit.
Amen.
So that our heart could be saturated with the illumination
Hallelujah.
Of the Son of God.
Amen.
To shine into our very being.
Amen.
In order that God's goal could be accomplished.
Amen.
And that is that he could fill us
Amen.
As his very containers
Amen.
To be his expression today on the earth.
Amen.
Amen.